Over.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
1.5 million households haven't filed their property tax valuation as the deadline approaches. So what do households need to do? Well, I'm joined by Carl Dieter, financial analyst and advisor. And Carl, I'm one of those. So when is the deadline and how exactly do you file it? Is it all online now?
So the valuation liability date is today, and the deadline for filing is today. And then it has to be, when you do that, the return effectively is done on the 7th of November. Most people, assuming that the Postal Service is working as normal, should have gotten a letter by now. And the letter will have a property identifier and a PIN number. And with those two things, you just type local property tax into Google. It'll show you where to go. Or, file my LPT. Anything will get you there. You enter in your PPS number. Those two things, it brings you into a page where you'll get a menu. And if you have one house or 10 houses, they'll all be in there. And you basically go through, update your information. They suggest a valuation band for you. If you agree with it, just go ahead. If you don't, you can change it. You can make it higher. You can make it lower. And then after that, you confirm your details, enter your IBAN, and that's all there is. It's actually really, really fast. It's as easy as sending an email.
Okay. Because the one thing a lot of people seem to be struggling with is the revaluation, because obviously property prices have massively increased. And am I right in saying that the bands that they suggest are based on your area? But of course, within an area, you could have very different properties with very different valuations.
Yeah. So, you'll be in there, and I think people usually have an intuitive feel of where they're property sits versus the others in their area. And the bands can also be quite generous, in some cases, several hundred thousand. So it's not a case that, they're looking for you to be specific, nor is it a case are they saying, what would it sell, your particular house sell for today? Really what they're trying to say is, within the mix of things, where in this area is it? You're not meant to get it to, right down to the penny number. Now, some valuations, people say, my house would never achieve that. And you know what? Maybe you'd be surprised. Maybe you need to go look at propertypriceregister.ie and you'll see that houses similar to yours actually did sell for that amount. And it is correct. If you feel it's not, though, you can actually put any number in there basically that you want. Now, if you're too far off the mark, that could end up getting queried. And, there's a system within revenue generally where there's fines and penalties and charges for being wrong in how you submit your taxes. However, I don't know of any instance where if people were down a band or, within the band or even up a band that they've come out and had big queries on it. This is also the first time we've kind of had this revaluation since it started. So it's kind of it's going to be a process that's going to be problematic in a way to deal with so many confused people. But the main thing is just get online and submit the return.
Okay. And just to check that date again with you. So it's the value as of the 1st of November and they need to submit their return. Is it today or by the 7th?
My understanding is it has to be in today. And today is the liability date, but the actual return date is the 7th. So I think there's still a few days left. If you didn't get it done, you can still get it done. The system will allow you to submit it. But you have to bear in mind, if you miss your return dates on any form of tax, it can come with repercussions.
Yeah.
Again, on this one, logistically, there's people who are 90 who have to do this stuff. I mean, they might not even know what's going on or might not be very used to using computers. So I think revenue will be reasonable about it, but the deadlines are the deadlines. So stick to it if you know what you're doing.
And just very briefly and finally, one text in. What do I do when I got nothing from revenues? Is Michael in Wexford.
In that case, then you should go back into where your LPT is. There is basically a way to retrieve your details, or there's a support line that you can call to get help with that as well. And they'll explain to you what you need to do.
Carl Dieter, financial analyst and advisor. Thanks a million for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.